Day 104, or April the 14th. Oh, that you would bless me, God! Our thoughts today are from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Jabez was more honourable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Now the big picture surrounding these verses. The chronicler covers an overview of the genealogies of the 12 tribes of Israel. He begins with Judah rather than the eldest, who was Reuben, and continues in his own unique order. This indicates that the tribe's importance had changed since their founders were born. Otherwise, they would have been in the same birth order as first recorded in Genesis. Within the tribe of Judah, there is a brief pause from genealogies to record a mini-life story of a man called Jabez. It's only a short break, however, and the lists of names then continue. And now our action step for today. In just two verses, the Bible tells us all we need to know about Jabez in order to be inspired by his life. In fact, it tells us all that anyone knows about Jabez. He probably lived during the period of Judges when all the people did whatever seemed right in their own eyes, according to Judges chapter 21, verse 25. He was an exception to this, along with Ruth, whose book follows Judges. Jabez's request to God was very simple. Bless me, prosper me, guide me, and protect me. What a simple and yet profound prayer. Today there are many people who begin their daily prayers like this. It can enable you to focus your thoughts. The Bible tells us that God granted his request. Our prayers don't need to be long or involve the use of wonderful biblical language. They just need to be sincere and prayed to our Father in heaven. Of course, the answers will vary because our God is not a God who responds robotically to a formula. Nevertheless, it's a great way to focus. Try it tomorrow.